All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. It is that time, Walmart Jeff, for War of the Roses.
All right, I'm ready to go.
War of the Roses, if you think your significant other is acting strange, possibly cheating, you call us and we get the answers. We're going to Waterbury this morning. I don't think we've been in Waterbury for a while. Yeah, well, we have got Amy on the line. She's got a boyfriend. I think the producer said they've been together for like quite a few years.
Oh, wow.
And she thinks he could be cheating on her. So good morning, Amy.
Morning.
Hey, welcome to War of the Roses. Obviously, you know what War of the Roses is about.
Yep.
And that means you think that your boyfriend, Mark, is cheating. And before we can even agree to calling Mark and getting some information, you have to tell me why you think he's cheating. What is going on?
Yeah, so, I mean, we've been together for 5 years now, and I just feel like he's acting really strange on New Year's Eve.
Ooh.
So, yeah, we decided to stay home, and we were just, like, watching TV together,
yep.
And his phone kept blowing up. And, like, he was acting, like, really nervous the whole night. So I just was like, so who are you texting? And he, like, refused to show me his phone, which is super suspicious. And then he has the audacity to be like, you're being insecure. Like, just, like, trust me. Like, nothing's going, like, it's fine. And I was like, why aren't you showing me your phone and, like, who you're texting? Like, okay. It's New Year's. It's approaching midnight. Like, who's texting you at, like, 11:50?
Okay.
You know?
All right. Well, listen. God, this is a tough one for me, whether I want to do it or not, Amy, only because I feel like a lot of people's phones blow up on New Year's Eve, you know? I think my fiance's phone was blowing up, and I think the only thing that makes me nervous is that he's calling you insecure and he's been acting strange.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think it's strange to get Happy New Year's, like, text from your friends,
right.
But why couldn't you show me that right. Your friend is wishing you a Happy New Year?
True. So here's the deal. You'll be on hold, Amy. We're going to call up Mark. You know, we've got a florist, and we're going to offer him roses. We'll try to get some info and see what's going on for you. You'll be able to jump in and confront Mark at any point, okay?
Okay, thanks.
You better watch.
I will.
Getting on my last nerve.
I'm sorry.
That's how I feel.
Hello?
Hello, good morning. Is Mark there?
That is him.
Hey, what's up, buddy? Mark, I just wanted to give you a heads up. This is Jerry from Flowers Express. How are you today?
I'm doing all right.
That's awesome. Well, I just wanted to let you know that you actually won a dozen roses in our online contest courtesy of Flowers Express. Congratulations.
Really?
Yep, so basically this is an online contest. We do it every week here at the Flower Shop. And basically we send a dozen roses on your behalf to maybe someone special in your life, like maybe a loved one, a mother, a wife, a girlfriend, an aunt, something like that. It's just to brighten someone else's day.
If it's free and you're not going to charge me, then yeah, I mean, that sounds good.
All right.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I got the dozen roses here. We can get them out today. We can get them out very soon. I actually have a card in front of me. If there's something you'd like me to write on the card, I can get that on the card for you.
Yeah. No, actually, I'm sorry. I'm really excited. This is going to get me out of the doghouse. This is actually, like, perfect. I can't believe this. Like, my luck is changing. It's going to be good.
You're in the old doghouse, huh? The flowers always work, let me tell you.
Yeah, no, this is great, man. Nice. Ooh, today is brightening it up.
All right, so what do you want me to write on the card?
Just write, it's simply, I'm sorry.
Oh, boy.
Get me out. Just to get me out.
Cool. So I got that on the card for you. Who can I address the card to?
Put it to Molly.
I'm sorry. Did you say Molly?
Are you freaking kidding me? You're sending flowers to my friend Molly and not me?
All right. Let me just jump in, Mark. It's Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. The florist is Walmart Jeff. You're on the radio. It is War of the Roses, and that is your girlfriend of 5 years, Amy. Go ahead, Amy.
I freaking knew you were cheating on me. I cannot believe you are sending flowers to my best friend.
No,
was that who was texting you all of New Year's?
No, I just said, send this flowers to Amy. Did you even listen?
Oh my God. Are you guys hearing this? Like, we all heard him say that it was to Molly, right? Not
Amy.
They don't even sound remotely the same.
You're being crazy again. I said, send them to Amy. Amy.
Oh,
it sounds like Molly,
well,
but it's
crazy
not the same.
Again. Did you get confused when you were sleeping with her that it was me? Because Amy and Molly sound so similar. Do we look the same?
No. This is what you do again. You take what I say or what I do out of context.
Said Molly.
I said, send
Thank
them to
you.
Amy.
You said Molly. How am I taking that out of context?
You're being crazy.
You've got to be kidding me. We've been together for 5 years and you're going to do this to me?
You are crazy. You're being crazy right now. I was.
I'm being crazy because you're sleeping with my best friend and trying to send her flowers?
I'm trying to be a nice guy. I was just, I thought maybe had a bad year.
Thank you so much for being a nice guy.
With COVID
and
everything. So I want to say I'm sorry she had a bad year. Excuse me for being a nice guy.
Okay. So they were for her then.
He's such a liar. He's such a liar.
They were for her. They were for her. I was going to send you flowers too. I was right afterwards and I was just trying to.
So it's your other three flowers. You were going to send them to me. Cool.
I wouldn't give you three flowers. You're being crazy again. You're taking it out of context.
Don't call her crazy, Mark. Stop calling her crazy.
I was giving her flowers because it's been a rough year, and I was just like, okay, maybe I'll send something nice to your friend because.
So if it's been a rough year, then why do you need out of the doghouse? Being in the doghouse implies you made her have a rough year. Or you did something wrong. Mm-hmm. Did you do something wrong by hanging out with your girlfriend on New Year's and not her? Is that what you're in the doghouse for?
I don't think I said in the doghouse at all. I think you're confusing it again. I didn't say anything like that.
You are literally, on the radio. People are listening to you right now. Like, they know you're lying.
And I'm just like, no, I'm just being a nice guy.
Do you guys see what I'm dealing with? I feel like I'm going crazy.
Can you hang up on him? I'm hanging up on him. I can't. I don't want you to go. Amy, hang tight. Hang up on him. I'm done with him. Okay. All right. Amy, listen. Here's the thing. I'm just going to tell you, Amy, we offer couples counseling, but obviously if you just would rather, because this is like tough to handle, if you want counseling on your own without him, we'll also pay for that. Okay. Whether you want it together or alone, I'm going to pick up the tab, but I do want to put you on hold. Okay. Because I can tell that you're driving or getting ready to drive and I want you to calm down first. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Hold on, Amy.